Or how about you of little faith in Luke 12, 22 through 28? Jesus seems not to have much patience with those who have access to all of the answers and yet have such closed minds or are so blind that they fail to understand. Now, he even has less patience with the educated religious leaders than his own disciples, if you think that's possible. And if you want to, turn to Matthew 23 with me. Matthew 23 will begin with verse 23. I'll just kind of read a couple of these statements. Now, this proves that Jesus was definitely a political man running for president. I think I heard a familiar laugh there. No, seriously. This is what Jesus says. Now, you have to understand, before I begin, the scribes and the Pharisees, they are the educated elite. This was as high as you could go in this Jewish society. I mean, these folks, they have been formed and shaped since they were young. By the time they were 10, they had the Pentateuch memorized. By the time they were 14, they had their entire Bible memorized, Genesis to Malachi. By the time they're 14, think about that. They had the entire, what we call the Old Testament, memorized. And then the best of the best of the best were asked to go to seminary. And maybe when they're 15, they start following a Pharisee. And folks, listen to me. For 15 years, they follow that Pharisee in their seminary. They learn how to react with people like that Pharisee does, like that teacher does, like that rabbi does. They learn how to talk. They learn how to teach, right? And when they're 30, they graduate if they make it. How old was Jesus whenever he came on the scene? So these Pharisees are the elite of the day. They have been formed and shaped by this community of faith since they can remember. All right? And then Jesus comes on the scene, and listen to what he says to these faithful men, these scribes and Pharisees that have given their life, that show people how they're supposed to live, right? Listen to what Jesus says, Matthew 23, verse 23. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you tithe mint, dill, and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. It is these you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others. You blind guides, you strain out a gnat but swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you clean the outside of the cup and of the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup, so that the outside also may become clean." Now you wonder why their bank was always so slim, right? "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you're like the whitewashed tombs, which on the outside look beautiful, but inside they are full of the bones of the dead and of all kinds of filth. So you also on the outside, Pharisee and scribe, look righteous to others, but inside you're full of hypocrisy and lawlessness." Jesus really knew how to win friends and influence people, didn't he? No question where Jesus stood. He had less patience with these guys than he did with his own disciples that he is personally teaching. And three, he is most gracious to the poor. He's most gracious to the sick and the oppressed. He's most gracious to those outside the Hebrew people, like in our scripture today, the centurion. You know, I picked these verses about Jesus and the centurion because we can relate directly to the centurion. The centurion never sees Jesus. We have never seen the human Jesus in the flesh.